This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. The U.S. Supreme Court is taking up two potentially precedent-setting cases involving gay marriage this week. One of them involves the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, but the other one, which Georgia is probably watching very closely, involves California's Proposition 8, which outlawed gay marriage. Georgia has a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage. Robert Shapiro is a professor in the Emory University School of Law. He's the dean and the Asa Griggs Candler Professor of Law. Professor Shapiro, welcome. Good to have you.
Happy to be with you.
Let's suppose, and again, this is jumping out a little bit, but the Supreme Court will hear the case this week. It'll take quite a while to rule. But once it rules, should it throw out Proposition 8, does that automatically mean that it says to all the other states, including Georgia, you cannot have either an initiative like California or a constitutional amendment like Georgia banning gay marriage?
Not necessarily. It would all depend on the grounds on which the Supreme Court decides the case. That is, what theory it uses to strike down Proposition 8. The Supreme Court could decide that the United States Constitution guarantees a right to gay marriage absolutely. And that would apply in Georgia, and that would mean that Georgia would be required to allow same-sex marriages. However, the Supreme Court could decide the case on narrower grounds. For example, it could decide that when a state allows civil unions, then it must require same-sex marriage as a matter of equal protection.
And Georgia has no civil unions provision, so it wouldn't, that decision wouldn't apply to Georgia, I take it.
Exactly. That decision would apply to, I think, about eight states that don't currently allow same-sex marriage, but do allow civil unions. And in fact, the theory advanced by the Obama administration in its brief before the United States Supreme Court suggested that theory, a theory that would seem to require same-sex marriage only in those states that did allow civil unions.
So it all depends, again, if the court decides to throw out any part of Proposition 8, it all depends on how far they want to go in interpreting the Constitution. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. And there really is a very broad spectrum. There could be a theory that actually just says that California can't ban gay marriage because of the particular way in which Proposition 8 was framed in the political system of California. That would be the narrow ruling throwing out Proposition 8. And again, it could be quite a broad ruling mandating same-sex marriage throughout the United States. It all depends, and we'll probably have to wait till about the end of June to find out.
Now, states, including Georgia, have always been given a lot of latitude by the federal courts in their marriage laws, but there is some precedent here. States in the South that had laws banning interracial marriage, those laws were eventually tossed. So is there at least some precedent for the feds getting involved in what states do regarding marriage?
Well, absolutely. And those cases involving so-called anti-miscegenation laws were very much relied on by the plaintiffs in this case. In fact, the plaintiff said, yes, marriage is usually a question for each state, but when it comes to fundamental guarantees of equality, then that's really a right of national citizenship guaranteed throughout the United States. So if you view a ban on same-sex marriage like a ban on interracial marriage, that would suggest one national solution, which would be to allow it.
And that then would raise the question of whether the court looks at same-sex relationships in the same way it looks at racial civil rights. And has this court given us any indication as to whether it is likely to extend that kind of protection that it gives racial minorities to minorities based on sexual preference?
Well, in some previous cases, the court has suggested that some kinds of discrimination against gays and lesbians could be viewed as a kind of irrational animus just based on prejudice. And the Supreme Court has suggested that the government can't make decisions based on that kind of prejudice. On the other hand, those were just a few cases, and we really don't know how broadly that principle would apply and whether it would apply as broadly as the court has applied similar concepts in the context of race.
So the bottom line is we don't have too many tea leaves to read.
That's exactly right.
Robert Shapiro is dean and Asa Griggs Candler Professor of Law at the Emory University School of Law. Professor Shapiro, thanks so much for being with us once again. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.